All right, Sorna. Not Sorna, sorry. Assist.
Yo, what's up? I like Sorna. It's a cool name.
Sorna.
Called you Sorna. That's weird. Okay. I'm recording. Everything's recording. It sounds lovely. Let's go ahead. Welcome to the JurassicWorld.org podcast. This is episode 6. I'm joined with Chris and Assis. I'd just like to, before we start, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. The comments that we get on YouTube and through Twitter and everything are fantastic, and we're really glad that you enjoy the podcast. So if there's anything you'd like us to talk about in future, just give us a tweet, give us an email, anything like that. And hello, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I'm tired.
I had a few technical difficulties, but...
We're there now.
Yeah, we're here.
We should be sounding good. There's a lot of news. I think the most important thing to talk about is obviously the fact that we now have seen the first dinosaur in Jurassic World.
The Velociraptor.
Mmm, tasty.
Yeah, it was found on... It's a really funny story, actually. It was found on Instagram. It was sent to me. So we were kind of the first people to post it, and then it began spreading... insanely quick, as you would expect with an image like this.
Like cancer.
Yeah, it was... The Instagram said, "This is an actual Velociraptor for the upcoming film Jurassic World. Hashtag Jurassic World, blah, 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 blah." We did a little digging ourselves, and we found out that it is legit. I mean, it looks legit, but when you get something like this for a film that's trying not to have any leaks, you have to question it.
Yeah, immediately you're like, wait, that's like... How does a velociraptor, like a full animatronic, leak out? Like, it was one of those things where, like, are we sure it's real?
Yeah, and obviously you've got that kind of, whether it's transportation device or an actual cage around the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's something for housing the animatronic itself, rather than, it just conveniently looks a lot like capture gear from, like, the Jurassic Park toys.
Yeah, but it seems hard to think that it will be that, because it doesn't look like enough.
Oh, no. I mean, that would only be part of it anyways, but...
Yeah.
No. That's just... It's housing it, protecting it, and everything like that, probably for transportation. And, like, holding... Because those rigs are pretty heavy, and they definitely need the support when they can afford it.
For sure. I mean, we did a little digging ourselves. We found out the Raptor is legit, and it is from Jurassic World, which is fantastic, because if you look at it, I don't think I've seen anyone post about how they don't like the look of it. The color is new. The eyes are back to the original Nublar eyes from the first film. And the green is just brilliant. It's much like in the book.
Yeah. It's with the book describing the raptors as green, it's pretty interesting to see that that's coming to light after this time. And I'm the thing that has me most excited about it, though, is just that classic Nublar raptor look. I mean, it looks like our Nublar raptor with God damn it. It looks like a Nublar Velociraptor with, like, a fresh color scheme. It's a little bit more colorful, like the Jurassic Park 3 Raptors. I mean, obviously it doesn't look like them, or it's not the same colors, but something about, like, the just variety and depth of the colors reminds me of some of the variety that the Jurassic Park 3 ones utilized.
Yeah, I think so. It definitely looks much more like the original Jurassic Park Raptor, and obviously the eyes make it that.
Yeah, exactly.
It just looks fantastic. Like, when I first saw it, I kind of freaked out, and I was like, no, it might not be real. Breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a look. Take it. But it's real, and it just looks brilliant, and it's actually pictured in, is that right, Legacy Effects building?
Yeah, that's what, what's her name? I think Vanessa Weaver?
That Jack Horner's wife.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay. She said it was in the Legacy building.
She's
right?
Like, well, yeah, she said that looked like, yeah, she said that it looked like Legacy's warehouse that she was in. Now, given this was kind of the interesting part, she also said that did not look like the Raptors as far as she could remember. And then she went on talking about how the Raptors were going to be all CG anyways, and it makes it sound like she actually hadn't consulted on the Velociraptors with Jack Horner for quite some time, because word was they were going to be all CG for quite a while, and that was last year. However, at some point it eventually changed and they got animatronics, so it seemed like she was kind of out of the loop for those things. So,
yeah, and I mean, love Jack Horner, but in the past history of Jurassic Park production, especially the fourth film, He always kind of does seem a little bit out of the loop.
Out of the loop. He thinks he's more in the loop than what he is. Don't get me wrong. He's heavily involved at times. But I think sometimes not every single change is run by him. And a lot of times, in situations...
Production moves fast.
Yeah, exactly. Nonetheless, a lot of people have come forward saying, yeah, that's a Velociraptor from Jurassic World. Like, a lot of people have come forward and said that.
Yeah, I had a couple of people message through our Facebook and Twitter saying it's legit. And, you know, you got to question who are these people that are telling me it's legit. But we had confirmation through various sources. So, but we don't even need to discuss this now. It's legit and it's amazing. And it's...
I don't think anyone really questions it. I think everyone's like, yeah, that's definitely real.
I mean, you pointed out, Chris, that if you remember in the Today Show on set video, the raptor claws, like, toys that are in the background
Green. They were green. Now, given, I wouldn't say, like, you know, toys aren't always the exact indicator, but I'd say Hasbro's definitely, if you look at, like, their modern toy lines, usually they try to get colors and designs much closer to the actual thing that's in the film as opposed to older toy lines. So now, you know, they try to make things a little bit more screen accurate. So when I saw that they were green, I mean, I wasn't exactly sure if that meant the raptors were going to be green or how early it was, but since those two add up, you know, they mesh together really well, I'd say that that's a pretty good indication that the raptors are green.
Definitely.
Yeah. And obviously, it's real. I mean, we can just flat out say that. It's real, so there's not really a question about that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, another thing that was pointed out, in fact, that we pointed out earlier, was that the image was uploaded from Valencia, California, which is where I believe Legacy Effects are based, but that's besides the point because we then found out who uploaded the image. So, I mean, we can discuss this because it was all active over Twitter, but we won't say any names, but somebody who was attached, well, is attached to the production, the special effects side of it, his son was sent the image and was told, don't post this.
He was either sent it or took it, something like that.
But he was told, you know, don't post this, blah, blah, blah. He showed his friend, which is fine, you would do. And his friend was told, you know, don't post it. No, don't share this. This movie's under wraps. And then
flash forward a month later.
Well, they what, sorry?
I'm like, flash forward a month later, they asked again if they could share it.
Yeah, and it was miscommunicated, and they did. And we jumped on it literally minutes from when it was posted on Instagram because of somebody who sent it to me. Got there quick. they were demanding credit, and which is fine.
You know,
we don't post, if we find something like this on Instagram which we deem worthy of posting, we don't link directly to the Instagram in case it will get somebody in trouble, which is like standard procedure. But they demanded credit, so we added credit, and then minutes later
they're like, wait, after, no.
Yeah, they're pretty stupid.
After them, after
I don't,
they claiming that they're going to share a video, which they detailed with me, and after saying that they're going to show more pictures, they then suddenly said, no, take our names off there, delete all the tweets, which I did, which is fine. But
it was everyone knew everything. Yeah. It was already out there at that point. I mean, I don't understand how they confused, absolutely don't share this picture with, yeah, go ahead, share it.
Yeah.
How the fuck... And I mean, anyone who knows movie production, especially because it was his dad, I mean...
I feel sorry for the guy. He's probably fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm afraid, like, not just fired. I mean, you got to fear legal action.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we put out an apology on our Twitter saying... Well, not an apology, saying, you know, we can only hope that people don't... Or that those associated don't lose their jobs or anything like that. But at the end of the day, they tweeted this picture. It was seen by thousands of people. We posted it. There is no way you can now get this image off the internet. In fact, after they posted it on Instagram, there is no way that it would ever be removed from the internet. So
yeah, unless you got it off before someone saw it. Basically,
which didn't happen, because I've got a screenshot of the Instagram post, and it says 1 minute ago.
Respect your NDAs. Respect your NDAs, especially if you're posting from your real name, because it's not going to end well for you. You should just make a habit out of respecting NDAs no matter what. But my God, if you're posting under your real name, definitely respect it. Don't post a picture thinking that it won't be traced back to you. Or, you know, if you send it to a friend, because the friend doesn't really realize the necessity of keeping a lot of that information secret. They could just say one thing, like, yeah, my friend who did blah on the movie, well, maybe you're the only guy who did that on the movie that day when that picture was taken, and Universal can figure that out. I mean, just, it's not really worth the risk. And also, you know, you don't want to, what you might think is small, a small detail in the movie, if you keep, you know, showing all these small details, if everyone shared these small details, everything would be known. So just...
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, aside from that, you know, they apologize, and we can only hope as a community that the guy who took the image in the first place doesn't lose his job, because technically he didn't leak it. You know, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
If you were working on something this big, you would show your family.
I'll be honest, when the kids were first, like, when they were like, yeah, yeah, it's my dad, and we can share it and everything like that, like, I almost thought, like, he had, like, a fight with his dad, and he was doing it on purpose, like, to get his dad in trouble, because I'm like, no way someone could be this stupid and say, like, yeah, this is my name, this is from my dad, I can share it on the internet. I'm like, is he trying to get his dad in trouble? Like, what exactly is going on? But apparently he just didn't understand it at all. So,
yeah.
I don't...
Mistakes happen as well.
Yeah, mistakes do happen. I'm not exactly sure how that mistake happened.
Really big mistake.
That's a really big mistake. That's a simple mistake to avoid. But
it's a true shame that this leak was the first time we saw a dinosaur, because no doubt Colin and Universal had a plan of when they'd first show a dinosaur. But that, I mean, at the end of the day, at least it's not a new dinosaur. You know, we know what a raptor was going to look like, and we know raptors were going to be in it, so at least the leak of a first dinosaur is a dinosaur we've seen before.
Yeah, it's not you know, our Diabolus Rex or anything along those lines. Which that would have been a bummer to have that thing leak, like, in this form. Like, that's definitely something that I hope doesn't leak, and I hope that it's shared however Universal and Colin plans to share it.
Yeah, I don't want to see that until the movie's, like, out, and I'm sitting in the theater watching it.
Yeah, I imagine that's in trailers and everything, is going to be shadows.
Yeah, I mean, you might see, like, that's the thing. Like, we weren't supposed to know that there was a genetically created dinosaur in the movie. However, they still might have shown it in trailers, and people just might have been like, oh, I wonder what species that is. Well, go see the movie and find out. Like, it might have been something like that. Like, I'm not sure if they're going to keep it entirely secret, like, its existence entirely secret, or if they just didn't really want you to know what it was, you know, what really made it special. But, that, I mean, that's out there now, so they ran with the punch, and they took it, and they ran with it, and they, you know, showed that they still know what they're doing, and I don't know, it's exciting.
It is. It's fun. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think what's also worth pointing out is somebody found the original image that didn't have an Instagram filter on it. I think it was posted directly to Twitter by one of the guys.
Yeah, it was
much greener. Yeah. Than in the Instagram. So the raptor is definitely green, and it just looks amazing.
Yeah, and you can see the fading going down its neck a little bit, where you can see some speckling, which is kind of cool. Now, I will be honest with you, I'm wondering if we'll see, if this one's going to be the male or the female, if we might see a little bit of a difference in design between the two of them, if there is, like, say, two different genders in the park.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see exactly how they do that, because, you know, we don't know if gender control is part of their form of population control in Jurassic World. Odds are it is, but the Velociraptors, you know, they might be a different story, considering, you know, Colin said Chris Pratt's character is studying them, so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they allow them to have a full pack of raptors.
Almost a family.
Yeah, like a family unit of raptors.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because it could be female or male at this point. We don't know how the males or females are going to look, if any. So, yeah. Either way, it's incredibly detailed. It looks so cool.
Yeah, no.
It looks freaky as hell.
They did a great job. I mean, I don't think anyone expected anything different from Legacy Effects, but they did a really good job over at Legacy Effects.
Yeah.
Like, they did a really good job.
All the comments are just awesome. People are so excited.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of people like, oh, man, they're making it, like, this went viral enough that, like, a lot of people that still didn't realize there was a new Jurassic are seeing it, and they're excited. They're like, oh my god. And plus, I mean, you're so used to movies today, it's always CG, CG, CG. Now, trust me, Jurassic World is going to be a lot more CG for the dinosaurs. I think we're going to see a lot more dinosaurs in general. There's just going to be a lot more happening with the dinosaurs, in my opinion. So there's going to be a lot more CG, but it's still good to see some practical effects. I mean, that's just what made the original Jurassic Park so palpable. It's just you know, the dinosaurs were actually there with the actors and giving great performances due to the work of Stan Winston.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. But yeah, I mean, that was exciting news. I think I'm just going to quickly go over what's been reported the past couple of weeks. We've got James Dumont, who was officially cast in Jurassic World. You might remember him from Dallas Buyers Club. What else was he in? The Butler. He's got Twitter as well, so follow him on there for... Well, he may post updates, but he seems pretty cool. He seems like some sort of... It could be a father, maybe an InGen...
Probably something small. Might be like a boardroom member. Yeah, you know, who knows? Yeah.
Kind of like David Wallace from The Office. I've forgotten his name.
Oh, yeah.
Is it David Buckley?
Andy Buckley. Yeah, I keep losing track of half the guys that are joining this movie. I think Andy Buckley is the name. Yeah, Andy Buckley.
Yeah, they're all obviously like supporting roles as they're coming in a little bit later during filming. But it's cool to see names like this, you know, that they're all fantastic actors.
I mean, if you go back to like the original Jurassic Park or The Lost World, you'll realize like there are a lot of characters that only have a few minutes of screen time, yet you remember them pretty strongly. So yeah. I mean, like when you see these, they're not all main characters. They're just, you know, different supporting roles that, you know, play a character that do their part. And plus, I mean, when you've got a fully operational park like Jurassic World, you're going to have a lot of gears in the machine to kind of make it all work. So we're going to see a lot of people probably playing different key roles just to make it seem like a living, breathing place.
Definitely. There's just going to be more people. And obviously we know about all this. There's going to be, what's it, 10,000, 20,000 people a day? Or what was it? What was the quote?
It was like 20,000 or something. It was a really big, it was a big number.
Yeah. So staff is just going to be huge. And then you've got all the board members, everyone who keeps the legal side of it at bay, you know.
Yeah.
This movie's going to be huge. We know that. They also filmed a scene at the airport in New Orleans, which I believe they're only there for a day, but we posted that Ty, Nick, and Judy Greer were there. So it seems like the travel that the kids have to the airport is what's going to be covered pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a montage. Because of, I mean, we know that they filmed at that house, making it look like a house in, Wisconsin?
Yeah, a house in New Orleans. There was a guy tweeting. It was quite funny, actually. He was tweeting about how they, across the street from him, they, you know, put snow everywhere, made it look like winter, and they were filming Jurassic World. And then he was saying, you know, his power was cut out, and he was like, "Thanks a lot, Hollywood."
Yeah, but
which was pretty funny.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny that they filmed... I think it's really funny that they filmed that in New Orleans, because, like, you see, like, this dead tree in the yard that looks like a tree that you get... Like, not dead, but it has no leaves on it. And you realize, like, they brought in, like, a fake tree to put in the yard with no leaves on it, and then a bunch of evergreens to make it look like, to make it look like Wisconsin rather than New Orleans.
Yeah, it's a bit mental, isn't it? It's just, like, for probably a tiny scene...
Yeah, but it's pretty cool with the work that goes into movies. I don't know, it looks really cool. It's just exciting because you're going to see a really big, you're going to see a wide range of visuals just like with the movie opening outside of Isla Nublar and then traveling to Isla Nublar itself. You're going to see a pretty cool expanse of different visuals going there, and that's exciting in its own right.
Yeah, it is. I'm just going up the news. We've got Jurassic World coming to Island of Adventure.
Okay.
So our new writer, Alex, found this news. He stumbled upon it. Screamscape reported that basically trademarks have been filed. Basically Jurassic World is going to be coming to theme parks.
Now, I want to tackle that real quick.
Go on.
Okay, so like after I saw that post, I went and I was actually able to find the trademarks themselves. They are fairly recent. They definitely do exist. Like they trademark basically the use of Jurassic World in terms for inside the park, on rides, on merchandise, etc. They just basically covered all their bases. That way they legally can use it. They also trademarked Jurassic World DNA, and it's apparently a game. And then they trademarked Diabolus Rex. And
spoilers on this one.
And well, I think this might only have something to do with the game, to be honest with you. So I don't. I asked around. Nobody seems to think that it has anything to do with the movie. And so the second one is Indominus Rex.
Yay!
And from what I'm hearing, that has nothing to do with the movie. It's probably something just for the game. And it sounds like it's probably like a DNA mixing game or something, where you, you know, probably get to create your own dinosaurs, and Diabolus Rex and Indominus Rex are probably like the two, like, if you do it right, you get to create one of these two, like, ultimate dinosaurs. Like, they're probably like the two they're probably like the two, like, game winning, like, if you play the game the best you can, you'll get one of these two. So that's
probably much like they've got a Universal theme parks right now. Is it the egg spinner game or something?
But
you kind of, you grab an egg and then you test to see if it's a dinosaur. They're probably doing something like that with their Universal 100 app, where it was what was it? What did they call it? The augmented
something like, yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Where you use your phone in the theme park.
Yeah, it will probably be something like that, and that might actually come to the parks. Like, that might actually happen. But I do want, so when we're talking about Jurassic World coming to Islands of Adventure, if you remember, a few months ago, I actually wrote an article about something like that.
Yeah.
And I talked about how King Kong is coming to the spot behind the River Adventure. Big, you know, shout out to Hate to Fly over at Orlando United, who's dug up a lot of details and shared a lot of details. But, so, here's the thing. The Jurassic World expansion is on hold indefinitely right now. Our Jurassic Park expansion and Islands Adventure is on hold indefinitely. I mean, I have that on good authority. That doesn't mean it can't come back, but King Kong and Kids Zone pushed it aside. It sapped up its budget, and Universal really isn't too worried about it. So if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen in 2015. I mean, they might start making it happen in 2015, but don't expect it to open next year like it originally planned to. They cleared out Triceratops Encounter, getting ready to build stuff, but it's not happening as of right now. So don't expect any big expansions coming to Islands Adventure quite yet.
That
maybe
sucks.
26, maybe 2016 if we're lucky.
You got to think, like, the original Jurassic Park at Islands of Adventure didn't come until Lost World.
Yeah.
Is that right? 96.
Okay, somewhere around then. Yeah, the thing is, you just have to realize they did have plans for this, and King Kong sapped it away. In fact, where King Kong is going, there's actually originally going to be a really, really big Jurassic Park expansion. And then they cut into some of Jurassic Park's land, and that area where they were going to expand to. They cut into it, and, sorry, there's just a commercial for Sharknado 2 on my TV right now, and I'm just like...
That's
fair.
It's so stupid. I just got really distracted. What the hell was I saying? Oh, they did have plans to go to, you know, make a Jurassic Park expansion in that area as well, and King Kong took it away. So it's going to become like a miniature Skull Island for just a ride and maybe like an exhibit for King Kong, which is cool, but I'd rather have Jurassic Park, but I think everyone knows that. And I think if Jurassic World performs well, which I think it will, they'll probably put... I think they'll probably take the project off a hold.
Yeah, they're probably waiting, just to see.
I think it's stupid doing that, considering Jurassic is Universal's biggest franchise that they own.
Yeah, and there hasn't been a King Kong film since...
2003
one?
Yeah, 2005 with Peter Jackson.
Yeah, which was great, but it seems a bit odd that they would sort of, out of the blue, they make a big King Kong exhibit.
Also, you know, word is, remember when I wrote that article that I said that they were going to probably have a ride from Jurassic World, and I also said that there was a rumor there was going to be a spinning ride? Well, I'm guessing the name of that ride was going to be the Scrambler, although I might be getting ahead of myself considering we're about to talk about the pamphlet. But, yeah, as of right now, it's on hold indefinitely, so don't expect the 2015 Jurassic Park expansion at Islands of Adventure anymore.
Okay, the last bit of news before we talk about that brochure is Rick Jaffer and Amanda Silva, they wrote an original Jurassic World draft, which we know now that pretty much Colin and Derek Connolly have just gone over completely. They did a little interview with Joe Blow, and they didn't really say anything. I mean, it's an alright interview, but they kind of just couldn't say anything about it, so...
Yeah, no, it was really kind of like... I think the thing that we gained from it the most is we know they worked on Jurassic World for a year with Steven Spielberg. So for people...
Yeah, they said they worked very heavily with Steven Spielberg as well.
So for people wondering how much time that Jurassic World's been in development and how heavy of a focus it's been getting, it's definitely been getting a lot of love and attention to get to this point. So I would say they built
Spielberg.
The basis of the new... they probably built the new park idea, to be honest with you.
But I think even maybe the I Am Legend writer, Mark, probably, I mean, I reckon Spielberg had the idea for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a brief idea. And then I think Rick Jaffa kind of, and Amanda Silver came in and said, look, it's got to be a brand new park. Everything's brand new, blah, blah, blah. And then I think Colin came in. He was directing the film, and I think he probably just threw his personal touch to everything, his characters, his,
that's what he said,
ideas from a nostalgic point of view.
He said when he came onto the project, he said he'll do the project under one deal, that he gets to, you know, work on the script with Derek. So odds are they probably liked the script and said, we can shoot the script that they had. But he said, yeah, I'll do that, and I really like the idea. However, I'd really like to give it my own pass quite a few times. So, I mean, I think he wanted to take his own direction with it as well, if he was going to direct it. And obviously that happened, so.
It's completely understandable. Like, there's nothing against that.
Yeah, especially because he's also a writer himself. You know, he wants to, you know, shape the movie that he's making.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you know, that's all fine. Now, does somebody want to introduce the next bit?
What's the next bit?
Chris, you mentioned it briefly just a second ago.
The map and brochure that has leaked out, that an extra must have pocketed.
Disc.
So, a while ago when we were talking, I think was it our first podcast, we talked about, you know, the map of Isla Nublar. Ours was not the one that we were talking about then. It was not a pamphlet. It was actually a hard copy, like they would have posted somewhere within the park. However, they also gave extras in some of the filming scenes, like pamphlet maps that look 100% like Jurassic World Isla Nublar is a real place. So on the front of the pamphlet it says, "Welcome to Jurassic World." Then it says it in a bunch of different languages. And then it says, "Printed at FedEx office."
Yeah, corporate sponsorship.
And
so much.
Then you open it up. You've got a beautiful map. It shows you a lot of the headlight. You know, not the head, like the key locations of the park. You got a detailed look of the lagoon. You know, things like Jurassic World's a non-spoken environment, and a bunch of other like just different things that you'd have to explore a real park. You flip it over.
Classic park.
You flip it over, and then you've got the creatures of Jurassic, and you've got a list of 16 dinosaurs, and it says, I'm not sure, that's not all the dinosaurs, we already, because Velociraptor's not on the list, we know there's Velociraptors, but it actually itself, it says, this list of creatures of Jurassic shows some of the animals you can learn more about. So, it already says, basically, although these are probably the key headlining dinosaurs, it doesn't mean they're all of them. They basically covered their bases right there to make sure that they could have more things. Also, Jurassic World brought to you by American Airlines.
And Starbucks.
Coca-Cola, Samsung, and Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm just quickly looking at these images that were posted. If you look at the one where it's inbound and it says about the bracelet, I don't know how many pages this brochure is, but it certainly looks printed on an A4 piece of paper from someone's printer, and it looks badly cut out.
No, it's real. This. No. It's real. What you're looking at right now is it's a sixfold, so you've got three on top, three on bottom, and it's badly worn out.
If you look at the top, and it's like it's peeling from itself, and then it also looks like they've cut off some text. It's kind of just like badly cut. I'm not saying it would be perfect for a production, but even the ones in the first film weren't that badly cut out.
No, where do you say it's badly cut out? I'm not seeing.
Top left where it says park highlights, it's kind of like cutting off park highlights a little bit, and at the bottom you can just see a really rough edge and then like a white bit and a black bit that obviously is like a cutting point.
No, the white bits are actually just from it wearing down, because I've got the pictures in like full resolution, and the park highlights, it's not actually cut, it's actually bent.
Okay, well, the images I've got are pretty low quality now, the ones I'm looking at. So
I grabbed the full resolution ones off the guy.
Cool. Well, I mean, it looks cool. I mean, I like the front, the Welcome to Jurassic World, the kind of blue and then the foresty kind of, it's almost nostalgic in a new way. I like it.
Yeah, no. It's got like a certain nostalgic feel to it. However, it also has a very modern, clean look. I love the art. All the logos and everything that are there are fantastic.
This the new logo. That's our official logo. That's it. Yeah. That's finally it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a 3D version of the logo that we've had for a while. It's been very flat and dull.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, at the licensing expo, we noticed, hey, look at this logo. It's like the same logo, but it's 3D and it's popping in color. And what
it's got a nice dark silver border.
Nice, yeah. It looks like a Jurassic logo now. And what do you know? That's on the map. And that logo itself was not on the hard copy maps that they had in Hawaii. So they must have made it sometime between Hawaii and now.
Wait. The real question, the most important question about this logo, is that text the real text?
I would say yes, it is the real text. For Jurassic World. Go. It's not the real text for Jurassic Park, but doesn't
oh
really
my
matter.
God.
It's the text for Jurassic World.
Fans are going mad.
Nuts.
No, it's the word world looks like the first font, but the word Jurassic looks like the new font we've been getting. I think they're just fucking with us. I think they're doing it on purpose.
I love it so much.
But loads of people pointed it out. But it looks fine to me.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to realize they're also doing their own thing. I think the weird part about it is when you realize, like, it's not completely new font. It's font that they've used on past products, but it's not the original one either. So it's like, if you're going to use font that already existed, why not use the original? Or if you're going to not use the original, why not make your own? But whatever. It's the font of Jurassic World. It's got a very kind of, I don't know, it looks like a fun, inviting place. It doesn't have... The Jurassic Park almost had this mysterious look to it with its logo. And this one looks more like something that wants to bring you in and have you bring your kids. And,
yeah,
you know...
I see that, for sure.
It's got that, like, come on, bring the whole family. Come visit us. It can't really look too sinister.
Yeah, that's true. I think all the artwork they've done now and what we're seeing on this, even though these brochures are not going to be seen in close-up in any way, I think it just looks great, and you can tell that a lot of effort and production design has gone into the film. And then, obviously, we have the dinosaurs.
Yeah, you might...
We have the list of dinosaurs.
You might not see the brochure up close, but, you know, when you go to the different exhibits, they might have, like, these logos outside them. Like, you're definitely going to see some of this art, for sure. Actually, what's really funny, though, is the Mosasaur silhouette on this brochure does not match up to the Mosasaur silhouette on the licensing expo material.
Really?
It's a little different. It's a little different. Not by a lot. It seems like the body's pretty close to being right, and the head seems pretty close to being right, but the tail seems to be pretty significantly different. There's just an interesting spiking. And someone actually pointed out what they used. The Pachycephalosaurus was actually a silhouette from Wikipedia, as well as the Suchomimus. But I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't we? Because we're going to talk about the species.
Yeah, but I mean, in the kind of production team that would have put this brochure together, they wouldn't have been throwing everything. A lot of it, I assume they would have just been had to put together themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they
probably
thought, well, that's a good silhouette of a dinosaur. Let's just use that.
Yeah, I mean, they probably had to create simple, clean art, and obviously, whatever they're creating for the dinosaurs, they're not going to have that anyways. And plus, I mean, they might not have been, you know, when they're designing these icons, they might not have been ready. I mean, even if you look at the first film, a lot of the icons didn't match up to the T with,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another thing to point out that's really funny is the gyrosphere ride has been described as roll your way through an amazing interactive ride suitable for older children as well as adults. On-site instructional video prior to takeoff with comedian / video host Jimmy Fallon.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
That's...
Jimmy Fallon.
Again,
is,
that just shows how this park has just become this big corporate.
And Jimmy Fallon, you know, does do a video for Universal Studios.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. He does. So he's done like video hosting like theme parks before, and I think it's fun they're playing on that because when we see that, it'll be funny. And then when shit hits the fan, we're going to think, how pathetic was things like that?
Yeah.
When you've got these dinosaurs, you know. I don't know. I think it's going to play part of that theme that we all want to see.
My biggest takeaway from this pamphlet is it seems like a real place. Like I feel like I could book a vacation and go here. Not only do I feel like I could, I feel like I really want to. Like, it kills me.
Yeah.
This place doesn't exist. This is like,
yeah,
the coolest theme park that's ever existed. This is the coolest zoo that has ever existed. Not just because of dinosaurs. I mean, it just seems like everything that they have, like the Jungle Trek, like even imagine that with animals. It sounds awesome. The Cretaceous cruise. I mean, imagine that even if it weren't Cretaceous, if it weren't dinosaurs. It's the cool
Creation Lab as well.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to a water park, not a water park, like in a zoo or somewhere, and they've got these really fun, you know, kind of science-y places with people walking around. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's like a good family thing. But yeah, we got to talk about those dinosaurs, man. Creatures of Jurassic on the back.
Yeah. So, When the map leaked out originally, someone's like, yeah, you guys think the map's cool. Guess what's on the backside? They're like, it's the entire list of dinosaurs. And I was like, oh my god, I want to see that. But then I went to sleep, and then I woke up at 5 in the morning for no good reason, checked my phone, and I just get this message, and Jack, you're just like, guys, the dinosaurs list, it leaked. And I'm like, oh my god. So I'm like up from like 5 a.m. to like 6:20 posting about it. Then I went back to sleep.
Oh yeah, I remember. You were like, back to sleep now. Yeah. It's cool. So what have we got there?
We got a really cool list. Do you want me to go down it, or does someone else want to?
Yeah, go down it. You're the expert, buddy. You can pronounce them much better than me.
All right, we've got Ankylosaurus, which is cool because we saw them in Jurassic Park 3. It'll be cool to see them if they do return on screen time. It would be cool if they actually got, like, if they were one of the featured herbivores this time.
I want to see them fighting.
I would love to see, like, I mean, imagine if, like, a gyrosphere got too close to an Ankylosaurus and they just kind of swung their tail and just threw the ball flying.
Dude, that sounds freaking like, amazing.
It just goes flying. You're like, well, there goes little Jimmy. He's gone.
That sounds like amazing stuff.
Actually, this is a really good point. I have a feeling Jurassic World, you know, the first half an hour and now we're going to see a really functioning park. We are going to see it. But I think there's going to be so many hints and, like, things that go wrong and they redeem it and it's fine, everything's sorted. Like the scene you just described, if that happens, it'll be like, this isn't right, and we'll start to get real, like, kind of hinting that, you know, they're all gonna,
it's dangerous, Anyways, our second dinosaur, and this one's a little bit surprising, is it's an Apatosaurus. So our sauropod this time is not a Brachiosaur. Maybe we still will see Brachiosaurus, but it's an Apatosaurus, which is definitely a very well-known, famous sauropod. Apatosaurs are really fantastic animals, so I'm excited to see one of them on the screen.
Chris, did we have this discussion last podcast where you told us a Brachiosaurus doesn't exist, or was that Brontosaurus?
Brontosaurus does not exist.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. My point's mute.
Don't worry. Brachiosaur exists. Apatosaur exists. Brontosaur does not.
Okay, it's just interesting that they've not gone with Brachio.
Yeah, and what's also interesting is in the artwork for the Apatosaurus, it sort of looks like its neck looks like it's rearing up, which is more Brachiosaur-like anyways, because Apatosaurs have a more elongated body that's level, and their head and tail stretch out forward rather than upward. But once again, it's art. You really can't showcase, because it would be too long for the circle, or it would be miniature. So you kind of have to work with what the space that you've got. And maybe what I see as the head rearing up is actually the animal turning to its right, with its rear facing the circle. And it's 2D art. It all gets a little, perspective gets messed with when you have a silhouette in 2D. Our second dinosaur is Baryonyx. I mean, our third dinosaur is Baryonyx, which is exciting because that was on the list from the first film, Baryonyx. However, it's a little curious considering we've already seen Spinosaurus. Baryonyx is basically a small, slender Spinosaur without the sail. Really cool-looking animals, don't get me wrong, and especially if we do get any screen time with it, it's going to look a lot better than the Spinosaurus, because this thing has a very agile, slender look, and I never liked how pudgy the Spinosaur was. Dimorphodon. That is a species of flying reptile, like a
in the Lost World PlayStation game, I believe.
Dimorphodon was in.
I swear that's the dinosaur that keeps attacking you in those early.
God,
missions.
I hate
I'm not
that
sure,
game
100%.
So much. Yeah, it was so annoying. It was, you know, I was a kid. I was like freaking ripping my controller out of the freaking PlayStation, raging left and right.
Yeah, it was really, really hard.
Real quick, the only good Jurassic Park games were for Sega Genesis and then Operation Genesis, the park building game.
Yes.
Oh, and Park Builder for Game Boy Advance.
What about the thing we have now?
Jurassic Park Builder 5.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, but
Trespasser with mods is pretty fun.
I mean, back in the day, I worked on a mod for Trespasser. It was called Jurassic Park Dark Secrets. I think it eventually released. I worked on it for quite a while in its early days. That was always fun. But
and also the Lost World PlayStation game is awesome. It's super hard. I think it's a bit too hard. You got to use the cheats to get through the further missions. But the ending scene and the video of Jeff Goldblum on the beach.
That was weird stuff.
Telling you to, like, go out, stop playing video games, go outside. Like,
yeah,
go outside, have some fun. It's like, thanks, Jeff Goldblum. Go explore and find some real dinosaurs. I like that idea.
Well,
I
like a girlfriend.
Oh my God.
But I think the game itself is awesome. The music is Mike Giacchino, so it's a good indication of what we might get in Jurassic
World. That was like his early work. I really wouldn't. I would say
no, but I think he's got the themes down. Like when I'm playing that game and I'm listening to the music, I'm thinking this is so awesome. This is what Jurassic Park feels to me.
There's
a lot of Lost World.
I get a feeling that Jurassic World's music might be like Jurassic Park goes to Disney World at first. Like, while things are good and happy, I think it might have a lighter, like, more, like, magical feel to it. Almost like where Jurassic Park's music originally felt like you're going exploring, like, this world filled with dinosaurs, like this, almost like a Lost World, but not as dark as the Lost World's music. But I think Jurassic World's music might almost have a little bit more of a, like, marching band Disney World type of feel to, like, the themes at first, before things start going bad. It would fit, like, kind of the feel of the movie. But,
it would. And I think even the music in that game, the music when you're sort of playing along as a little compy, I think it's quite upbeat and fun.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of similar to what... I mean, it's not the greatest indication of what we're going to hear, but it is Mike Giacchino scoring Jurassic Park. So.
Yeah, no. I think he's going to do a really good job, because I wanted John Williams, but who didn't? But everyone basically who said, I want John Williams, but if we don't get Williams, let's get Mike Giacchino on this. He's going to do an awesome job. He'd be the guy to go for. And what do you know? That's who's doing Jurassic World. So that's exciting.
It is. Okay.
Dinosaurs. I just want to finish up on Dimorphodon. It's a really cool species of a flying reptile. It's smaller than pteranodons. I'm not sure how big it's going to be in the movie. Some extras have indicated that it's a little bigger than the actual dinosaur was. But it's really cool because it's this tiny little body with these big wings and, like, a giant head. Like, its head's the same size of its body. With these crazy teeth that stick out of its front of its mouth. And it's just crazy, ridiculous-looking flying reptile. And it's going to be probably pretty scary in the movie once things go bad.
Wait, is this the dinosaur that Martin...
Martin yeah. Kleba was doing motion capture for, apparently, yeah.
Cool.
Which is also cool, having motion capture. So then the other dinosaur is Edmontosaurus. It's a...
From Canada.
It's an herbivore.
Yay.
it's an herbivore. It's like in the same family as like what you expect to find, like Parasaurolophus. It's one of the duck-billed dinosaurs. I'm trying to think, you know, to explain it. It was actually in Walking with Dinosaurs 3D for a moment. But rather than it being bipedal, it's mostly a quadruped. It could probably stand up on two legs a little bit because its rear legs were a lot larger than its... front legs, but basically its front arms, legs were still for walking rather than on fours, rather than on twos. Gallimimus we have returning, which we've talked about before, but that's exciting to see it come back. You know, our favorite, they're flocking this way, dinosaur. Here comes a fun one. Metriacanthosaurus.
Is this a carnivore?
Yes, it is.
Mm,
it was in the list of original dinosaurs for Jurassic Park. It was actually one of the embryos that Nedry stole. It's not a very famous dinosaur at all. There's like, I mean, if you look up art or even its Wikipedia page, like there's not a whole lot. It's part of the. It's very similar, I would say. I would say it's similar to an Allosaurus or an Acrocanthosaurus.
Okay. Cool.
Without the sail, and without the ridged back as those dinosaurs, but it's a cool dinosaur. It's got a very crested, ridged head, large head, so it should be cool to see. Microceratus, which is a ceratopsian, so think of Protoceratops. It's a bipedal, it's a theropod.
How small?
Not a theropod, but it's a bipedal little miniature Triceratops creature, basically. It looks like a Protoceratops, but it
was in the book.
It's kind of like Stichotosaurus, also.
But this thing looks like it's on 2 feet, like a friggin' Velociraptor or something.
Yeah, it's like imagine a Triceratops without any horns running around on 2 feet. It's really cool looking.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool looking. Odds are it probably walked on fours, to be honest with you, but then could rear up on 2 feet. It's a really cool looking dinosaur. I like it a lot. I sent you guys a pretty cool picture that I found of it. Mosasaurus, we're all excited for it. This marine reptile, it's awesome.
Can I be honest for a second? I don't care at all for the marine animals. I don't care at all.
Wow. Not even the slightest. You say that now, and then we're going to see just the coolest damn thing that's ever swam in the ocean in this movie, and you might change your tone. Plus, we'll I think it could be really... Could you imagine how scary it would be if Mosasaurus, like, escaped out into the ocean? Be like, oh, yeah, I'm just boating. Hopefully I don't get eaten by a damn Mosasaur. God damn it.
And, I guess.
Damn it, Jurassic World. I'm going to go snorkeling and now have to worry about being by a dinosaur. Well, not a dinosaur, but a prehistoric reptile. But no, they can be really scary. So if there's a good reason for people to be in the water in the movie, if there's like a really good reason for them to be in the water, they have to be in the water, and there's that threat of a Mosasaur looming.
Okay, that'd be pretty badass. Like
it'll be pretty Yeah, exactly. It'll be like Jaws, except for the thing is they feed this Mosasaur great white sharks, apparently. So it's like this thing eats Jaws for breakfast, literally.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit more excited now already. Look at that.
Pachycephalosaurus, it's our ram head dinosaur, the ones from the Lost World Jurassic Park. I'm excited. Hopefully, they get some screen time. They're a really cool looking dinosaur.
The Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis. Well, Elvis is our next. We got
the one with the big red horn.
Parasaurolophus. So there we are. You know, we all know Parasaurolophus. It's actually Parasaurolophus is the one dinosaur that's been in all three Jurassic Park movies that's an herbivore. I guess Triceratops has been in all three also. But Parasaurolophus, you know, because it's in the herd scene with the brachiosaurs in the distance in the first Jurassic Park. And then they round it up in the Lost World. I mean, it's the one that throws the guys as they're trying to harness it. And then it's also in the scene where they're running from the raptors in Jurassic Park 3. So.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
in all three movies. But I guess so is Triceratops when you think about it. And Brachiosaurus is absent from Lost World, though. But anyways, next species is Pteranodon, another flying reptile. This one's going to be a lot bigger. I'm going to guess that the design definitely does not, if this icon's any indication, doesn't look anything like the Jurassic Park 3 Pteranodon. So hopefully it might be truer to its actual toothless form, just a gentle flying reptile. Maybe it'll look like it's a Lost World counterpart, which was really, really cool looking, in my opinion. I love the Lost World Pteranodon was like the coolest looking flying reptile I've ever seen, like from like TV or movies, to be honest with you.
Okay, but the Pteranodons in Jurassic Park 3 were pretty cool.
They were badass.
They were freaky. They were a little ridiculous. That's not really. They should have went for another species if they wanted that role filled, because that really wasn't a Pteranodon. That was like. I don't know. They really nailed the feeling for Pteranodons for the Lost World. Plus, they gave it that like majestic feeling to it, just like the blue, its see through wings. I don't know. It really felt like a real living animal. Pteranodons in Jurassic Park 3, although they were my favorite scene in the movie. So don't get me wrong. I'm just thinking
it's a fantastic scene.
They could have been. They should have been different. Stegosaurus. We all know what a Stegosaurus is. If you don't know what a Stegosaurus is and you're listening to this,
what are you doing?
Yeah, you should know that one. Suchomimus. It's really weird that there's a Suchomimus and Baryonyx because, once again, Suchomimus, it's like a Spinosaur without a sail. It's basically like a bigger, bulkier Baryonyx. So it's interesting that there's both Suchomimus and Baryonyx, but there might be a reference to Jurassic Park 3 when Billy implied that Engine had both Suchomimus and Baryonyx but no Spinosaurus.
I'd rather just have a Spinosaurus than two dinosaurs that look so similar to each other and, like, the Spinosaurus.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a Baryonyx or a Suchomimus, one or the other. But, I mean, odds are, it's not like, I don't think that these are going to actually be dinosaurs we're going to see on screen.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I don't think we're going to see both a Baryonyx and a Suchomimus. Maybe we will. I wouldn't mind. I mean, they could do some cool things with their designs and make them feel unique, I suppose, especially with colors. So we'll see. Then Triceratops and Tyrannosaurus Rex. Once again, everyone knows those dinosaurs, so I don't really think I need to talk about that too much. But it's a really cool, diverse list when you forget about the fact that Suchomimus and Baryonyx are both the same thing. Also, although there's only one aquatic reptile, the Mosasaur, if you go on the list and then read about the underwater observatory...
Yeah.
It says, get a fish's perspective on the Mosasaurus feeding show, as well as close-up views of additional proto-aquatic oceanic creatures. So it's possible that there might be other prehistoric cloned animals that swim around. Just nothing as cool or as big as, you know, we might have, like, prehistoric fish swimming around in the movie or something.
I wonder how they'll explain that.
Well, I mean, same. In the book, they didn't. Most of their DNA actually wasn't from amber and mosquitoes. It was from, they said, extracting the DNA from tissue inside of the bones, like grinding up the bones and extracting DNA.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Since we have found soft tissue inside the skull of a Tyrannosaurus Rex in real life, no DNA, but there were proteins. In theory, you can kind of run off of that idea. So, I'm just going to guess that they are going to say amber is not the only way that they clone the dinosaurs and aquatic reptiles and flying reptiles or anything along those lines.
Sure.
Also, what's cool to point out, the Cretaceous crews paddle with the dinosaurs. Must be fit enough to navigate your way down our river to see over 100 species of prehistoric life. Interesting. Now, that could also be referring to different plants as well, because it does say that they brought back prehistoric plants. But when it says over 100 species of prehistoric life, I'm going to assume that we might be seeing more than just dinosaurs. Like, there might be, like, dragonflies and other prehistoric insects. And
that's a pretty cheap way of saying a lot of organisms in the park.
Yeah, but at the very least, you know, when they have the dinosaur list, it doesn't say, like, there's hundreds of dinosaurs, you know. You've got 16 dinosaurs on the dinosaur list. Then we know velociraptors are in the movie, so that's 17. Then we know the D-Rex is in the movie. That's 18 dinosaurs that we have confirmed on Isla Nublar. That doesn't mean we're going to see all of them in the movie, but I think that we're going to see a lot more than past films, even if in brief passing.
Yeah, and I think the new dinosaurs that are sort of almost like the Baryonyx and the other one that looks similar Suchomimus. To Spinosaurus.
Suchomimus.
Yeah. They were mentioned by Billy when they were discussing the raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Grant said it was a Spino. I think it's interesting, they're obviously not including the Spino for a specific reason, whether it's to be...
And it's because everybody with a good opinion didn't like it.
Listen, you gotta do like a commentary or something. I don't know. We gotta discuss this movie in depth because I want
to
defend.
Yeah, we need to have a Jurassic Park 3 podcast.
No, actually,
it's just that we keep getting big news.
I like this, like the actual species, Spinosaurus. I really do like it. I just didn't really like the way it was in Jurassic Park 3. It was
okay,
a monster.
We gotta save that. We gotta save that for a podcast, man. Because we're gonna go mad.
Hey, look at this. Hate to Fly on Twitter is implying that one of the Jurassic Park gates are being taken down at Islands of Adventure, which goes back to what I was saying. You know how I said Kong took the unused lot, but it was also going to go into Jurassic Park IOA's actual territory as well? Well,
no,
that hurts my heart so much.
One of the Jurassic Park gates apparently are being removed right now.
Oh my god, it is. I can see. No,
that hurts me, guys.
Man.
That hurts me.
I've never been there. That's not fair.
It'll go back up, but yeah, that's a little painful.
Oh, dudes, what if they're using it for the filming of Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
They're not.
Ooh. I don't know, man. You never know.
No.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, probably not.
There's been a rumor or two that they might film in there, but that's not why the gates are going down. I've seen like the layout of King Kong. It's going to cut in, so you're going to hit Skull Island and the entrance to Jurassic Park. You're not going to have like this ambient crawl through the jungle into Jurassic Park anymore. You're basically going to walk through the gates. You're just going to be like right there into the mix of things, which is too bad because I really like the ambient crawl where you just have these jungle noises and you just have the Jurassic Park music blasting, and it's just like such a cool feel, and there's this jungle around you, and then you come out and then you start seeing things. I don't know. Really felt like you're trekking into something, but what can you do?
It's
Universal Creative doesn't care for Jurassic Park. They really don't. So, I'm talking about Universal like parks, not like pictures. Like Universal parks threw away Jurassic Park plans for King Kong because they like King Kong more.
Ridiculous. But I mean, we're fine, so we're biased.
We're biased, but I think most people would agree that Jurassic Park makes more sense. I think King Kong is really cool, but I think it hurts having it kind of cut into. Jurassic Park can never expand now because you realize it's between two new lands. They're never going to cut right because there's Harry Potter now. So Jurassic Park can't cut right because there's Harry Potter, and now it can't cut left because there's Skull Island. So Jurassic Park is now self-contained. It'll never be able to expand into new area.
Okay, but they might... Okay, yeah. That's a depressing conversation, really, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I I guess they could always take the lagoon. Could always do, like, a lagoon ride.
Yeah, you never know. I guess Jurassic World's going to play heavily on the lagoon.
Yeah, so, you know.
So, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything
we
else
we
need.
We should speak about San Diego Comic-Con and what, you know, Legendary and Universal not being there. I think we should just touch on that real fast.
Okay, so nothing has been confirmed or denied, but and we know that Legacy FX, Phil Tippett, and Legendary have panels and booths. So it's safe to assume that maybe Jurassic World will get featured there. We might hear something. You know, Phil Tippett will probably talk about it a bit.
Yeah, he'll be like, hey, I'm working on it. They're doing some cool things. I can't tell you about it.
Yeah.
yeah, and then you sent whoever's Assise, you sent us that before, that Drew at Hitfix, I don't know if he posted it, but Hitfix posted that Jurassic World's not making an appearance. But I think they base their assumption on the fact that Universal's not
coming. I think on another podcast I listened to, he was a guest star, and he even stated that people will be surprised with how big some big movies won't be featured at Comic-Con, like Star Wars, yeah. And I guess Jurassic World. Who knows?
Unless it's like going to be a surprise. The weird thing is, though, Jurassic World is not a Legendary Pictures movie. It's a Universal movie with Legendary Pictures co-producing. So it's kind of weird having Legendary showcase a trailer, considering like it's a Universal Pictures. But Legendary does have a panel, so it might be like the surprise show-stealing trailer that they have at the end of their panel.
And then that would explain...
That, I mean, they're obviously not going to show a ton of footage, it seems like. If they're going to show Jurassic World, it's not going to be a ton because there's not going to be, like, a panel with the director or anything like that. So maybe we'll get, like, a 2.5-minute, like, sizzle reel, like the rumors have suggested.
Yeah. I just think it seems so illogical and so silly that they wouldn't have Jurassic World at Comic-Con.
It makes no sense. It could really... the amount of attention it would get by having a showing there would be huge. And
it's not something the general public would see anyways. It's just like a few thousand, like, hardcore
nerds. No, it
creates...
I don't know.
It creates buzz.
No, it doesn't need it, though. It's Jurassic World, Jurassic Park.
No, it does need it. Nobody knows this movie exists. Nobody knows it exists. And those who know it that aren't hardcore Jurassic Park fans, literally the entire attitude is another shitty Jurassic sequel, I'm sure. Literally, most people have soured on the franchise because of how poor Jurassic Park 3 was, and for a lot of people, they didn't like The Lost World either. I loved The Lost World, and I think it had some issues, but I loved it.
No.
However, trust me, it's needed. When I say that, I mean, there's a reason why they do show off movies at panels like that. I mean, when you look, Godzilla would not have been half the movie it was in terms of hype if it wasn't for its huge presence at Comic-Con.
I agree with you completely. My question was, this is obviously a Universal Pictures movie, and it's co-financed and co-produced by Legendary. What's the difference with that and Godzilla? Was Legendary the studio for Godzilla?
I think Legendary and WB went into it like 50-50.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. I think Legendary has the rights to Godzilla, though.
Legendary owns the rights,
okay, so that explains why they did all the marketing, and it was a Legendary film,
It was a Legendary film.
This is still going to be a Universal Pictures movie, because they are reinventing their franchise.
Legendary came into it later in the game anyways. This is a Universal film.
Okay, so maybe we won't see anything at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
Maybe Legendary are going to talk about Godzilla 2.
Maybe they'll talk about it, but I heard that, because Gareth Edwards,
he's doing Star Wars.
He's doing Star Wars before he does Godzilla 2.
Is he doing Godzilla 2?
Yeah, he said he's doing it. He said he's doing Star Wars first and then
Godzilla
2.
I'm glad they're taking a little break then. Not rushing Godzilla 2. That's good. Anyway, that's besides the point. So at this point, to me, I feel like it's 50-50 we're going to see Jurassic World, because it's so illogical that we wouldn't. But at the same time, we've never... as Jurassic Park fans, we never get what we want, it seems. Other than this movie happening, it never gets talked about. You can never buy Jurassic Park merchandise in shops, you know. So it's 50-50 for me, I think, that we're going to see it. But we'll obviously be reporting it, so follow our Twitter, follow our Facebook, and our website. And we'll be covering... And I believe Jurassic Park Legacy have got
Oh, yeah. Is it Sickle Claw?
Moderators.
Yeah. Did I just make that up, or is it Sickle Claw that's going?
No, something like that. He's going, and he's going to be reporting on it. So stick around JP Legacy's Twitter and Facebook, because they're going to have the most up-to-date news, I assume.
Yeah, and I'm reaching out. I'm trying to branch out, talk to people that might be going, things like that, trying to just figure out that way that we can get, like... I like, it's great that we have one person there, but hopefully we can get multiples, because it's easy to forget things, and when you cross-reference stories, you're able to get a better picture.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to record it, so...
Yeah, although, if the rumors end up do panning out, it does look like they're going to release it online. If
they're showing a trailer.
Because, I mean, we do have two places suggesting that they got a trailer for translation, but they were never sent a key to open it, so...
We'll okay, wait, should we talk about the trailer and how that one guy said they're aiming for a trailer around October?
Oh, yeah,
So, someone posted on Instagram, it's weird because I literally just said this, but someone they had filmed over at NASA set the other day that they were told that the scene that they had filmed was going to be in the Jurassic World trailer and that they're aiming for it to release sometime around November.
I've heard from another source that there's potentially that they're thinking of a Halloween-esque like trailer, as in around October, end of October.
I think it'll be Dracula, to be honest with you. I think that we'll see a real trailer, like a real story trailer for a Jurassic World with under Dracula Untold.
And when's that out?
Let's find out.
Oh, sorry, dude. Sorry to interrupt. I can't remember where I read this, but it's super vague. But I think there's a new act in the States where the movie companies can't play movie trailers, I think, until five months before the movie's release. So that puts Jurassic World around January. I think this...
I don't think it's a law.
I think it's just an act, I think. I don't know.
I think it's like something that they do now anymore. That's why you don't get trailers as early as you used to. Dracula Untold is October 3rd, so maybe that is too early.
I guess we should look at what Universal... If we're not going to get the trailer with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is what people thought...
That's already out.
...for some reason. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we should look at Universal's... I'm just going to quickly go on their website, just see what's coming up around December.
Oh, while you're doing that real quick, just so you know, at NASA, they also filmed some Mosasaur feeding show scenes yesterday, I believe. And I'm told that people got wet and that it was really cool and that they can't talk about it beyond that.
Awesome. We've got Dumb and Dumber 2 November 14th, but I don't think we're going to get a trailer with that. It's not... go on.
Never mind.
Okay, so spoiler alert, real quick. Someone posted onto Twitter a picture of the vehicles that we've all seen, one being the Mercedes van and the other one being the Textron vehicle. However, the blue tape was removed. You can kind of see like where the blue tape was. And guess what's underneath the blue tape? It was not a Jurassic World logo, but... Somebody, go ahead.
It was an InGen logo.
Ooh.
So a lot of the vehicles in Jurassic World... We're not sure about the Mercedes ones, the silver vehicles, because that's still covered up in the picture. But in the armored big trucks...
InGen.
It's an InGen logo.
Yeah, so...
So something tells me... InGen plays a larger part than we first assumed.
Yeah, I think we thought that someone else owned the park, but literally InGen might be there operating the park. I mean, InGen's obviously under new ownership by a certain individual played by... how do you pronounce his name? Again?
Irfan Khan.
Irfan Khan, yeah. So he plays the park owner. We don't know what his name is. We don't know what his name is.
What? I don't get it.
People think they know what his name is, but they don't.
Oh.
just throwing it out there. That's not his name.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, either way, there's no confirmation whatsoever on this, and we don't know anything. And it was a spoiler, but it's only safe to assume that InGen are going to return, because they've been in every Jurassic Park film. They are the creators of Jurassic Park. In some way or another, they're going to be back, and we did know that. So.
Yeah, they're going to be back, and, you know, originally we thought that it was going to be all a logo for a company called Patel Corp. Clearly it's InGen, but also that just doesn't exist. I have been That's been said all around by so many different people. I'm not going to go beyond that, but Patel's not the name of his name.
Okay.
I think we can say that.
Back to a trailer. If Universal aren't going to be... If the trailer's not going to be shown at Comic-Con, if we're not going to get a trailer with Dracula, if we're not going to get a trailer this side of the new year, then Universal and Legendary's film is Seventh Son, which is coming out February.
Oh man, I don't think it'll be with that movie. That movie's seen so many delays. I don't think they want to put
like poop.
Yeah,
is it looking bad?
I think it got delayed by like an entire year.
Okay, but basically, that's a Legendary and Universal movie, and it seems like that's got potential to be what we see. The trailer with, but maybe not because
it doesn't.
I don't know, I didn't like.
Although usually they premiere it on their own movies, just so you know, it's not a role. Like, they sometimes will premiere on, like, just a big movie. Like, you can get a big Universal movie premiering on a big WB movie at times.
What about Hobbit?
So you could, you could see it premiere on The Hobbit, or what would be bigger is The Hunger Games.
Oh shit, maybe.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. If you stick to our Twitter, we'll keep you up to date as much as we can on a trailer, a teaser, something at Comic-Con. I have a feeling we might get something at Comic-Con.
Mockingjay Part 1 comes out November 21st, so that fits the November time frame.
Yeah, and Mockingjay's was also filmed in Hawaii. I know it means nothing, but...
Yeah, I mean, so I think... I mean, it's worth saying that that's going to be a really big movie this year, and it's a smart movie to put a trailer on because everybody is going to see that damn movie.
Yo, I'm so excited for it.
It's probably going to be Mockingjay, to be honest with you.
Could be. I think it's worth looking into. You've got those websites that classify trailers online. I think it's law that they have to be... They're posted on there. There's lists of what was classified. So keep your eyes on those. You know, your local area... Assis, you're in Canada, so you were looking at the Alberta.
Yeah, because that one's usually the fastest one to like that one has the most leaks usually when it comes to trailers.
Yeah, so we're checking that out and we're seeing. But I think it's safe to wrap up this podcast now. We've discussed quite a lot of news, and there was a lot of leaks recently with the Raptor pick and the dinosaur list. But it's all hype. You know, this movie has no official promotional material as of yet. It doesn't even have a real poster, so it's nice. It
doesn't even have a real website yet.
It doesn't have a website, no. So it's not... Yeah, it's this hype. At least it's not leaking what the D-Rex looks like or anything like that. I'm glad. And I don't want to see that until I see
the movie. Yeah, absolutely. So. Or until they decide that they want us to see it. I mean, if they decide that they want us to see a tease of it in a trailer, then so be it. But what I don't want to happen is have that leak out.
Yeah, I don't want it. And it's so easy for leaks to happen, as we've seen. And I'm wishing there aren't many more now.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it leaks out in a toy form. If we don't see it in a trailer by early next year, if we start seeing toys. Real quick, before we end this... I don't want to give any details, but I just want to throw a little tease. We've got some cool stuff, website stuff happening.
We do.
I was about to hop in the shower and go to work yesterday, and I just kind of had this moment where I'm like, oh my god! So I, like, right before I went to work, bought a website domain or two, and then I got home from work and bought like three or four more. But
dedication.
It's going to be in...
we're going to have something.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
So just stay tuned.
Oh,
as
and
always.
Do we? I mean, do we have graphic designers, or should we throw the call out there if people want to give us their calling card?
If people want to tweet you, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. If you
and then I do have a load of graphic designers that we use, which I'll send your way.
Okay.
Well, we'll develop it together. But
I mean, I'm just throwing. There's no promises, but if you're good at graphic design, you can make some really good, clean, professional-looking art, and you're willing to work just for. You know, obviously not for money compensation, but you would obviously be credited for things. Show me an example of your work. Tweet me your work. Then I can, you know, give you my email. I do have one request, though, is that you are willing to Skype and can speak English fairly well, at least, just because sometimes it's hard to text about ideas all the time, you know, type out ideas. So I would like to possibly be able to communicate verbally and maybe in times actually use video calls to actually... you know, maybe showcase designs on the fly. But But yeah, let me know. If you're up for that and you think it would be a lot of fun, let me know, because I have some cool ideas. And just get in touch. Tweet me, Chris Likes Dinos.
Brilliant. All right, I think that's it for today, guys. It's a fun little podcast. And I think next episode, if there isn't any massive news, well, the next one we'll probably be covering San Diego Comic-Con, if anything happened. But we got to do a Jurassic Park 3 podcast, and we have to do a Jurassic Park video game, a Jurassic World video game podcast, what we want to see in video game.
And eventually, I do want to do a scientific debate, kind of feathers, etc. type of podcast.
Yeah, we did have a brief conversation about this.
Yeah, and I would so like to bring...
We've got a lot
I would like to bring a guest in for that one.
Oh, who's this? I'm scared.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have anyone in mind quite yet, but I'd like to bring someone in from the scientific community. I need someone. I need someone else's help to help me go against you two. So.
Don't worry, Jack. We'll still win.
Don't get me wrong. I can take you guys on, but I like
that
some.
That's a fighting word, bud.
I know.
I think for the video game one, I think we should get Derek.
Oh yeah, Derek would be great for the video game one.
Because he's big in the Trespasser community,
and if we talk about music as well.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, yeah, we've got some special episodes that we'll probably record in and around the kind of 2 week mark that we do on podcasts. So, yeah, I mean, tweet us what you want us to talk about, and let us know what you think of the podcast, because it helps us record, it helps us speed things along, whatever. Thank you for listening, though, and guys, I'll see you on Facebook.
All right.
Bye,
I'm hungry.
People.
Nice one, guys. Speak soon.
All right.